are simply fulfilling and satisfying the constitutional requirements in terms of those independent commissions that are supposed to support democracy in terms of Chapter 12, as well as deriving our authority from Section 151, if you may recall, that sets up the Committee on Standing Rules and Orders. So that is basically what we are doing, and we have commenced this process today with two critical commissions, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and also the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. We received hundreds of applications, and of course there was a shifting of the applications on the basis of competence, on the basis of experience, on the basis of integrity and the reach of capacity. That has defined a shortlist, which shortlist is the one we use today to then come up with the final people who are going to then be forwarded onto the subsequent following processes.
What can you tell us about the caliber of candidates that you have interviewed so far?
Well, I must say it's a rich mix of experience, you know, the dynamism of the youth, the broad spectrum of our society, from the various geographical locations of our country, the four corners of Zimbabwe. We are happy that what we are seeing is a punctuation of what we would want to see in those commissions.